What's going on, world? You know you here with your boy Hustle. And you know I'm here to drink about what you can't think about. And I don't make it make sense, I'll let y'all do that. Listen, y'all. It's one thing that we all got. Because we all ain't got money. We all don't have friends. We all don't have family. But we all got problems, y'all. So I want to break this shit down. Now, I made a little list. It was in my head, but I had to write it down, y'all. So we're going to list out some problems, y'all. And then we're gonna play with the problems. We're going to parlay with the problems. And we're going to get down to the problem. Now, listen, y'all. What's the problems, y'all? You can have family problems, fucking health problems, spiritual problems, mental problems, money problems. Hold up. Relationship problems. Did I say social problems already? Because I think they go together. And then you got physical problems, or just good old self-love problems. Maybe some drug problems. So that's a good list for y'all. Don't forget it. Now listen, y'all. If y'all had to, because I know y'all spend a lot of time complaining and dwelling on y'all problems and not really being thankful and taking for granted each day y'all got. I know y'all not doing that. So I'm here to talk about it with y'all. Listen. I mean, I'm going to just use me for example, y'all. Enough about y'all. Let's talk about me. I'd be trying to think of, like, what problems would I be okay with having versus the other problems? Like, maybe I have social problems. But I'm actually okay with that problem, so I don't even want to get that one up. But if I was to pick four problems to have and then the other ones are just solutions, they're saluted, fixed. Nothing to think about, stress about, worry about when it comes to the other ones. But over here, which ones would I pick? Now, me personally, I would say, I don't want to have family problems, y'all, because if the money go away, then I don't know. Okay. I don't want to have family problems. I don't want to have health problems. I don't mind having social problems. That's not really I wouldn't really think of it as a something that would stress me out, y'all. Because the goal here is that we're just trying to relieve stress. And we relieve stress by getting rid of problems or put them in a different mind state of how we think of them. Or compare them to something that's just completely worse to where you'd be like, you know what? I didn't really get the short end of the stick. I don't want to have mental problems. So, nope, don't want to have that. But I could deal with the social problems. My whole life I done damn near had money problems. So, shit, might as well just keep that on in there. I don't want to have no spiritual problems. I don't want to battle with Christ, or I don't want to be torn with my decision. I don't know. Relationship problems. To be honest, like partnerships, and because if me and my mans, we done came up with a great idea together and we 50-50 in on this, I don't want to let nothing fuck up our partnership. I don't want to be ruining a good thing. And I'm not just talking about relationships between a boy and a girl. I'm not just talking about like marriage, but that damn near go in the family, but no, it don't. It might be family and social, but no. This is separate, y'all. This is a separate problem. But yeah. I don't want to have no physical problems, you know. I want to have, you know, both legs, both eyes, ears, you know. I don't want to lose my sense of smell and deal with that. But could you just be like, you know what? Could y'all be like, you know what? I would take a physical problem as long as I don't have money problems. Like, you know, for $4 million, they can have your leg. Would y'all give up your leg for $4 million? I don't think I would. Would y'all, social problems versus physical problems? That's not even a good versus, because who would be like, you know what? I would rather have 1 million followers and 1,000 friends than my arm. Like, who cares about my arm? Like, would y'all? That's not a good. What would y'all choose between? Physical problems and health problems. What would y'all choose between there? Like, what is that like? Because it's like the only difference is that, you know, health problems, you know, you could, I don't know, you got fucking leukemia. But nobody could tell. You just out here being regular, and then you go home, you gotta, you know, you got, might have to take medicine or get on a breathing machine or. You know, but when you come out in the regular life, you know, you're physically fit. You could be a fucking gym rat, but you got an inhaler. Would you still want to be a gym rat? And, you know, you need an inhaler, or you go too hard, fuck it, they got to come fucking defibrillate you and shit. But you, it's like, you'll never die, but you'll have these shocking episodes. But it's nothing physical. Like, would y'all rather, like, would y'all rather have cancer or gangrene? Like, this cancer before the haircut. And this is no disrespect to none of these things I'm naming. I'm just giving examples, y'all. Like, would you rather have family problems or money problems? Like, would you rather be like, you know what? I don't really need my family this much. I'm gonna just take this $10 million and shit. I'm gonna go buy a new loving people surrounding cast. I'll buy another auntie. Check on me from time to time. Keep those auntie haircuts. You know what? Just be auntie. Would y'all do that? Or do y'all love y'all family enough? That's just like, in those instances, when I think of it, I think of just like a person who, like, really, they love their family and they from a small town. But, you know, they done got the big job, and now you got to move away from your hometown, you know, where all y'all know each other, the doctor, he the grocery store clerk, too. That type of integrated, like, townsmanship, community type thing. You leave all of that just to go be a big shot lawyer out here, and everybody just, they don't give off genuine vibes at all. But you chose the money over the family. Like, what would y'all do? Everybody's different. I know people that moved away from their family just to go cut hair in the ATL. Or where, you know. I could have went to Florida. I don't really know, y'all. I don't, you know. I'm just giving good examples, y'all. That's like drug problems. Think about it. Everybody probably has some type of drug, some type of thing that they do. I don't just say drugs and mean just opioids and cocaine. I mean, drug of anything that you find pleasurable that you have to have a dose of them every day. Would you rather have that or the family? Like, would you give up your family and you could never, like, just for the love of your family, you know, there's no more, you know, whatever you can be addicted to, basically. So, shit, I could, when drugs, I could say video games, sex. We already know what drugs are, but, I mean, or would you, like, what do y'all think about it? Like, would y'all rather, would y'all choose money problems over mental problems? Like, would you be like, I want this $4 million, but now you got to take Ativan four times a day. You got to, because, you know, you fall in this depression stage, so you need this lithium to lift you up, or you fall into this depression stage, so you need this lithium to lower you down, you know? When do we start being thankful, y'all? When do we think about these conversations and then we just start being thankful? That's like, would you rather have like money problems or relationship problems? Like, would you just leave the person that you was just deeply in love with? And everybody, I mean, I can't say deeply in love to everybody because everybody probably never felt deeply in love before. So it's like, but would you be like, I drop this love just to go get this money, and then you'll never get to find that again. You won't get to find a love like that because you want to have those problems. You want to have relationship problems. You want to keep bumping into women that just, they do everything that you hate because that's what you chose because of the route you take. That's just like when you get a bunch of money, you're not going to just meet wholesome, sweet people no more. You're going to meet, you know, you leveled up. You went from level one and now you're on the second floor, the third floor, fifth floor. It's different. Every floor can't be the same, or they would just put it on one floor, y'all. But that's kind of what I'm saying in this episode, y'all. And shout out to the real ones who always listen to me all the way through, y'all, because I don't make it make sense. I let y'all do that. But look, like, would y'all rather have, like, the family problems or the spiritual problems? Like, say you got a family that be in the church, but it's something with that you just don't vibe with that. It's like it damn near bring demons out of you. You got this loving family that just be in a church a little bit too much for you, and they be pouring it on a little too thick. And it's like when you get to get away from them, you actually feel better. Would you want that type of? I'm not talking spiritual problems like it gotta be exorcist stuff, man. It don't have to be that, y'all. I want y'all to look at these and really find that perfect analogy that would help y'all get across whatever hump y'all got to get across. I want somebody to just be able to just listen to this episode and say some shit like, you know what? I'm not going to let these money problems get me down. Because my family cool, my social life is cool, I'm in good health, my physical is cool, my mental right, my spiritual right, I ain't on drugs, I got a job, and I'm in a good relationship, but I'm just poor. Don't that sound real easy? Now let me make it tougher, y'all. Okay, just imagine if you're just sitting out here and you got money problems, you got social problems, and you got family problems. And the other three, I mean, the rest of them, they good. You know, you got, you know, health, physical, mental, spiritual. Okay, which ones would you rather substitute for the problems that you having? Like, you know what? I'm going to take these family problems out, and I'm going to have drug problems. Because I want to be around my family so much, and I know that I gotta be on drugs to do it, so I'm gonna choose these drug problems and not hurt my family. Are y'all built like that? I'm gonna take on these drugs. Because that's what I gotta do to deal with my family. I have to be high. I have to be not sober. You know what? I'm gonna do it. Or would you be like, you know what? I'm having social problems. So you get to have a different problem instead of the social problem. So now you just be like, you know what? Social problem, I don't want you no more. I'd rather have relationship problems. Ah, and then you get a whole bunch of friends, but you can't have no healthy intimacy with just one person for real. Yes, I'm gonna substitute it. What problems are y'all having right now, y'all? And y'all feel like, you know what? I got some other problems over here I'd rather have than this one. Like, think about it. Would you want to substitute your money problems or substitute your health problems with money problems? Like, you know what? I'm unhealthy. I'm gonna buy all this motherfucking expensive medicine. I'm gonna have money problems, but I'm gonna be healthy. Ugh! Or would you rather just be sick rich nigga? What would y'all do? Y'all done seen the movies where it be the rich person that's about to, he rich and he about to die. And he too rich. So now he just wanna start having fun with his money with somebody black. Yeah, y'all done seen this movie. It wasn't a Richard Pryor one. That one, a white man had just bought a black dude to have fun with his kid. That's it. I don't think that one had the help. I think the Kevin Hart one was the one, y'all, where I think he was almost out of there. And he decided to, you know. What about self-love problems, y'all? Would y'all want to substitute one of these good things that's going on in y'all life for y'all self-love problems to where you don't have self-love problems no more? I can't think of a good example. I keep thinking of bone density scanners, y'all. I swear, I don't know what's going on with me. But look, 7 pounds. What? That man went out and gave all the parts of his body up. Because he was having some type of self-love problem. He was like, if I can't do nothing else, I will fucking organ donor extraordinaire. Yeah. And he gave up all his body parts and his eyes and his, you know, liver, kidney. You know, y'all seen the movie. I'll go watch the movie. And came out of that, and I don't know, I just remember him laying in the bathtub with a jellyfish. And when I seen him do that, I was like, man, you hard as fuck. You hard. I might jump out of airplanes, but you just put a jellyfish in a bathtub with you. You hard body. But, yeah, y'all, I mean, I'm giving y'all all of these quick examples. It's like Tales from the Crypt. Tales from the Hood, y'all. Yeah, you like, yeah. But I just want to put some on y'all head for y'all to think about. Like, you know, you might have, like, a good relationship with your kids, but you broke as fuck. We didn't sync the movies. Just imagine if you had the opportunity to leave your children. And you sacrifice, you know, one problem for the other. You remember Dr. Doolittle? That nigga was he was good at his job. He loved his job. But it made him and Kyler Pratt, they wasn't getting along. Then he started talking to hamsters. Yeah. It's crazy, y'all. It get like that. What problems are y'all willing to have, y'all? Not saying that y'all don't have the problem, but you just say, I'd rather not. You know, I'd rather not. Like, what is the top three things that you would want to not be a problem? When you think about family, health, social, money, physical, mental, spiritual, drugs, relationship, work, and then we throw in self-love. Well, I threw work in there. I was throwing a whole bunch of shit in there, y'all. Like, would y'all just be like, you know, if my family good, my health good, my money good, my physical good, and my mental good, you know, that's five. So now you got to battle with the spiritual problems, the drug problems, the social problems, the money problems, the work relationship, and the self-love. You got to battle with all of them. Like, which one are you going to take to fight with you? This is why I need to come and be and get triple blessed. You know how you go get baptized? Come over here and you get triple blessed. Because I stay thankful, y'all. Because until my time come, I will remain thankful. And really, that's what all that's the goal of this conversation. The moral of this story is like, are you really thankful? Because if you was thankful enough, you wouldn't even be over here in the dark side at all. Just imagine you got 10 or something, y'all. You got 10 of it. Three things is bad, seven things is good. You gonna sit here and just stare at the three bad things? You gonna sit there and dwell on it and ponder on it and work and all of it? You know that's sucker shit. Cause shit gonna be is what it is. Once you broke, you don't have money problems no more. The problem is solved. You're broke. Once you done got into it with your uncle, you done got into it with your uncle. Either you fix it or you don't. If you can't fix it, stop looking at it. Turn the other way. I'm gonna teach y'all what turn the cheek actually mean. Ain't nobody get slapped. You just look away from the negativity. Motherfuckers is not, this shit ain't going right over here. Look over here. But y'all look over here so y'all can feel something. What? I should have put that up there too. Emotional problems. Ooh, but hey, I nipped it in the bud when I said relationship and social. Relationship problems, social problems, and mental problems, all of that conglomerates to become your emotions, my boy. Listen, y'all, I ain't about to keep, listen, I will write a book. But listen, y'all, I don't want to talk y'all to death. But I got like two more minutes in me. So real quick, y'all. Because I know what everybody thinking. And I'm going to show, I'm like the magicians who be telling you the cards you think of. Watch this. I know what y'all thinking. Hustle, why are you trying to help us not be unhappy anymore? I know that's what y'all think. It's because I care about y'all. Yeah, just enough. Just enough, y'all. Because I took the time out of my day, outside of all of these same problems I face like y'all face them. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna say something. I'm not gonna judge nobody. I'm not gonna tell them What's the best problem to have? What's the worst problem to have? You crazy not to have this. Well, why would you want to have this? I'm not going to tell y'all none of that. Because some of y'all deep down, y'all don't care about having family problems. You would take the not having money problems in a minute. Like, what? Family? Nigga, we all got different last names. And be out of there. What? So it's like, I don't want to knock y'all for doing that because, I mean, you know how the world treats you is how the world, you know, if that's you. That's you. Now, your problems, they just here to, it's just like trying to break you down. It's like when I get hands when I play poker. Outside the hand that I win, all of those other hands is problems. Because it's a problem when it's not a good hand. Because I got to fold it. But sometimes it's a problem because it's a kind of a good hand. So now I'm calling bets. And I get further into the hand and I put money into it. And now I got to fold. That hand was a fucking problem. It was like a pretentious problem. It could have been like, but it was a problem. But I don't let that shit take me away from the next fucking hand, y'all. Man, I'm dropping way too much motherfucking sauce on here, y'all. Y'all drowning. Because I ain't explained nothing yet. But yeah, listen, because I see people battle with this, y'all. And I know I told y'all 2 minutes, but look, you've been lied to before. These are more problems. Listen, this is what I want y'all to do. I just want y'all to think better. I don't want y'all to make a list. None of that. You take those steps if you feel them need worthy being of that. But I'm going to tell y'all to think better. Because the problems, it's like, I don't know the linger. When I think about problems, I think about that bus station. Y'all remember that bus station or that train station? The train station on the Matrix 2, where it was just a fucking dead space. You just in between time. Because, this shit didn't happen and it didn't happen. You know? It's not a problem no more. The old problem ain't even a problem no more. It's old. When y'all take a new test, when you go to class and you take a new test, they not about to bring back the old paper that you got wrong. And they don't do that. They don't do that. You about to get these ones right or you about to get these ones wrong, my boy. You think about the old paper. The longer remainder, carry the... nigga, we here now. You don't carry the 2. You did it then. Now you got to carry the 4. But, yeah, y'all know how I do this. This is heat, y'all. And y'all know what? I'm done with the heat. So, yeah. You know, like I always tell y'all, until next time, have a triple blessed time. And we're done.